All right, everyone. We are now joined by tonight's winner of the Fleetio 200 at Darlington Raceway, Sheldon Creed, driver of the 00 for Haas Factory Team Chevrolet. Sheldon, could you have imagined a better start to your chase than tonight?
No, this is the best start. And, yeah, for how our day started, I wasn't too confident. And, yeah, being able to win by 2 and almost 3 seconds there. So, just worked on it all night, and really my pit crew put me in position there, and guys got good adjustments that last stop to be able to, hold on.
Awesome. If you have a question for Sheldon, raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. We'll start in the front here with Jordan, and then we'll go way in the back.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. We heard a lot of talk going into the chase about Justin and Carson, and their it seemed like it was kind of be decided among them. We haven't heard too much about you. So I'm curious, where do you feel like you stack up versus them?
I think the same way that everyone, right? And the start of tonight looked like that, right? They qualified on the front row, and they kind of controlled the race between those two up until the end of stage two. So, yeah, I don't know. It's tough to judge it myself, I guess. I feel like we're a really strong team. And, I think tonight proved that is we weren't great to start, but we just kept working on it and got control of the race and was able to win. But I would say I think we're championship caliber for sure. I think it's going to be really important the next 8 weeks to keep showing up and being strong. I think you're just going to have to score every point possible and being able to put pressure on everyone else tonight is great for us, and hopefully we can keep this momentum going. Thanks.
We'll go to John in the back.
Hey, Sean, congratulations on the win. Back here.
Oh, there you are.
Hey. WSMN Radio, New Hampshire. Can you be more specific about what you were fighting with the car? We watched early on in the race you were not gaining the ground, and then it's like you got a rocket ship there on the last stage. So what kind of adjustments were they making for you on the car?
Yeah, I was really tight. I was really tight on both sets of tires in practice. Qualifying, I was extremely tight and ended up 13th. So, yeah, I don't think any of us were real happy. I know I wasn't. And then that's kind of how the beginning of our race started. We freed up, obviously, for the start of the race. But, still was extremely tight that first run. And I thought getting off strategy was a great call there in stage two just because we weren't I didn't think we could race with them at the moment. So getting on a tire advantage helped us get track position. And then there at the end of stage two, I felt like it was finally starting to get better. And then, we hit it with another adjustment there that last run to free up even more. And obviously clean air is huge in our sport. And I was able to, just kind of set a pace. I went really hard at the beginning of that run to try to get away. And then, I was just able to manage my tires, and I feel like the 17 was catching me there a little bit, and I was being somewhat conservative. And then, I put together some really good laps around 5 to go to kind of match him or started beating him in lap time again. And, my pit crew put me in position, and Jonathan and Cole just did a great job with adjustments, getting me just kind of what I needed to be able to run against the fence and make speed.
We're going to go to Holly right here in the front.
Congratulations, Sheldon. Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. Is there something to be said to kind of your cool, laid-back vibe? Like you said, everyone was kind of talking about Justin and Carson going in, and then here you come in and you win the very first race out for the chase. Do you kind of enjoy that,
step
back, let me just do
my thing?
I grew
up in Southern California.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
I was going to say that.
Just part of my nature growing up. But, to speak on that a little bit, I didn't feel nervous at all today. I was just really excited to be here. And whatever today was going to give us, we were going to keep moving forward. So to start with a win is incredible for our team.
We're going to go to Chris. Chris, raise your hand. Mike Runner. Thank you.
Hey, Sheldon. Chris Gollum with Above the Yellow Line Media. So back in Atlanta earlier this year, that was your first career win, which was a huge deal to you for obvious reasons. But now this your second win is, you know, you won the inaugural O'Reilly Auto Parts Series Chase race. You put yourself right in the thick of the championship battle with Allgaier after people were saying before this race that people were treating him like a borderline lock. With how much this win tonight meant for your whole season, between the two wins now, does either one of them stick out as feeling any more special, or are they just different?
Well, I think Atlanta was very special just because it was my first win after, I don't even know how many runner-ups, 15 or 16. So that was getting old, but, yeah, I mean, finally to win it, like, somewhere you have to be able to drive the race car is really important to me. I thought Atlanta was awesome, but been close a couple times since. But that wears on you not being able to win somewhere where you have to drive the race car. So being able to win at arguably the hardest racetrack is, awesome for myself. And I've always believed I could drive a race car, but, yeah, trying to convince everyone else, this might help.
Thanks, Sheldon.
We'll go to Lee in the front row. Lee, off your left. Thanks.
Lee Spencer, Series 6 from NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. We talked in Victory Lane about your dirt background helping you here. That being said, and you said there were times you could see Corey, knowing his strength in a sprint car on dirt, it just seemed custom made for a battle between the two of you.
Yeah, I mean, certainly growing up, I started on bikes and dirt bikes is what I started racing on, and then raced off-road really most of my teenage years before I, you know, transitioned into asphalt and NASCAR. So places like this definitely, I'd say, stand out to me from my background and help a lot for, yeah, my driving style and things that I like. I love when you have to have throttle control and it's super technical. So, yeah, honestly, I didn't know that was Corey. I thought that was the 7 the whole time. Because in my mirror, it looks dark, like it looks black, or I don't know. I guess I thought it was him. So I'm impressed the 17 run second with all that front-end damage. So that's impressive.
Dalton, you have a quote right there?
Yep. Hey, Sheldon. Dalton Hopkins, the front stretch. You kind of already alluded to it a little bit, but I'd like to focus a little bit more. You won Atlanta, which is a drafting track, but you could probably chalk that up as well. It's a drafting track and maybe put an asterisk next to it. But how much more pride is there now winning at a track like Darlington and a place that people call a driver's track?
Yeah, I would say I have way more pride in this one because I think the same way. Like, speedway racing is just all about good decision making, and Atlanta's starting to get to where the handling of the race car matters. But this is my favorite place on the schedule, and if I could pick a place to win, this is it. So being close here a few times in the past or a couple, to win here is – I don't know if I'll top this one. This one's really cool for me.
Tim, raise your hand right there. Yeah.
Maybe Homestead, if you're winning the championship. That one would top it.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Day. Congrats on the win, Sheldon. You mentioned, obviously, the early struggles, at least throughout the race, and I remember back in the spring how you had the struggles in Stage 1 and Stage 2, and you came to life in Stage 3. Did you feel today was maybe a little reminiscent of what you had in the spring? You just had an opportunity to come to life earlier, or was it completely different?
No, yeah, I fought completely different issues. My teammate Sam and I were both, like, sideways here in the spring, and got it good enough to run. I think we ran 8th or 9th at the end of the day. But, nothing like I had today. That last round, my car was a lot better. I would say I would still, like, ask for things, right, if I was being picky, but it was good enough.
And just, I mean, big picture overall, obviously you get the win here today and you're right there in the mix, but do you have an outlook of maybe how many more wins or so on you would feel in the chase? You would have to say, hey, I can win a championship.
Yeah, I would say 1 to 2 more. 1 to 2 more, and you're going to have to run top 5, I think, you know, pretty much every stage to score every point possible. And, trying to keep the 7 from winning because when they get on a roll, they're fast.
We're going to go to Zach. Zach, raise your hand right there. Yep.
Zach Moore from Sheldon. Your average finish last year was around 16th place. This year it's a 10th place. How, you know, you guys, I think that you went from Ford to Chevy and you made an alliance with Hendrick. How much do you feel like that alliance with Hendrick has really helped you guys be successful week in and week out?
Yeah, I mean, I think Hendrick probably has the best O'Reilly motor right now, in my opinion. They're extremely strong. And I just think the switch over the off season just kind of, I don't know, the window in our car is a little bigger now to hit it right. I feel like we just have a little bit more natural speed, and we also went to work over the off season on everything we fought, you know, on a regular basis last year to try to be better. So, yeah, sometimes we fought it today a lot, and we're just able to overcome today.
Any final questions for Sheldon? All right, Sheldon, congratulations.
Thank you.